Chapter 2, The Red Queen.
It's a beautiful garden,
Alice said to herself.
And I can see a hill. If I climb to the top of it, I'll be able to see everything. I'll walk along this path. I think it will take me to the bottom of the hill.
She started walking, but there were lots of twists and turns in the path. Soon, she was back at the Looking Glass house. She tried a different path, but the same thing happened.
I don't want to go back into the Looking Glass house yet, she said. I want to have lots of adventures first. I'll try to find the hill again.
The third path went to a large flower bed. Alice could see tiger lilies, daisies, and lots of pink roses.
What pretty flowers, she said to herself.
She looked at one of the tiger lilies waving about in the wind.
I wish you could talk, she said. I don't like talking to myself.
She was very surprised when the flower replied.
We can talk, said the tiger lily. But we only speak to important people. Are you important? Oh, I must be, whispered Alice. Can all the flowers here talk?
Oh, yes, said the tiger lily. We can all speak English as well as you can. It's really not difficult, you know.
Then one of the roses joined in.
We were waiting for you to speak first, she said.
Then she went on.
I like your face. It's pink, like mine.
I don't care about the colour, said the tiger lily. But I don't like your petals. They're much too straight. Curly petals are best. As you can see, I have curly petals.
All the little daisies started shouting.
No! Nonsense! Straight petals are best!
They made so much noise that the tiger lily shook with anger.
Oh, if I could reach you, you wouldn't dare to be so naughty, she told them.
Alice bent down and whispered to the daisies.
If you don't stop that noise, I'll pick you.
There was silence then, and some of the pink daisies were so frightened that their petals turned white.
That's better, said the tiger lily. They all speak together, and I don't like it.
Tell me this, said Alice. I've been in lots of gardens and the flowers couldn't talk. But you all can. Why?
Put your hand down and feel the earth in the flower bed, said the tiger lily.
Alice did.
It's very hard, isn't it?
The tiger lily continued.
And you can't sleep in a hard bed, can you? Well, most flowers grow in soft earth, so they're always asleep. And you can't talk if you're asleep.
Oh, yes, said Alice. I didn't think of that.
You don't think at all, replied the rose.
That's true,
said a tiny violet.
Be quiet, Violet, cried the tiger lily. You hide under the leaves all day. You don't know anything.
Alice decided to ask another question.
Am I the only person in this garden?
She said. People are just flowers who can walk, replied the rose. I wish I could walk. I really don't know how you do it. There's another one like you, but she has a thicker stalk.
Perhaps there's another little girl in the garden, thought Alice. I'd like that. We could play together. Does she look like me?
She asked.
Has she got long blonde hair and blue eyes?
She's the same shape as you, said the rose. But she's red, and her petals are much shorter.
Yes, and they're tidy,
added the tiger lily.
Your petals are very untidy.
And she has spikes round her head, said the rose. You'll meet her soon. She often walks in the garden. Alice sighed.
Oh, she's not like me at all, she thought.
I think she's coming now, cried the tiger lily, waving her petals. I can hear her footsteps on the path. Thump, thump, thump.
Alice turned round and smiled.
I know who that is. It's the Red Queen, she said to herself. But she's much bigger now. She's bigger than I am. I think I'll go to meet her. I like talking to flowers, but now I can talk to a real queen. That's much more exciting.
Oh, you can't go to meet her, said the rose. You must walk away from her if you want to talk to her. Alice thought this was nonsense, and so she started to walk towards the Red Queen. But soon the Red Queen disappeared, and Alice was back at the Looking Glass House. She walked round the garden, looking for the Red Queen. At last she saw her, but she was far away.
I'll do what the rose said, Alice thought.
She started to walk away from the Red Queen. Very soon, she was standing next to her.
Good afternoon, said Alice. Who are you and where are you going?
The Red Queen wanted to know.
Look up, speak nicely, and keep your hands still. My name's Alice. I was walking in the garden, but I've lost my path,
Alice replied.
Lost your path? Lost your path? It isn't your path, you know. All the paths are mine,
cried the Red Queen.
But why are you here in the garden? I was in the Looking Glass House, and I wanted to see the garden, Your Majesty,
Alice replied politely.
If I can get to the top of that hill, I'll be able to see it all. All right,
said the Red Queen more kindly.
Come with me. I'll show you the way to the hill.
The Red Queen led Alice to the bottom of the hill, and they climbed to the top. Alice could see the garden and the countryside around it.
It looks very strange, she said. There are lots of squares with streams and hedges between them. It's just like a giant chessboard. Perhaps someone is playing a giant game of chess. I wish I could be one of the pieces. I could be a pawn. Each player has 8 pawns, and they're the smallest pieces. But I'd really love to be a queen, of course.
Alice looked up at the Red Queen, afraid that she would be angry now. But the Red Queen smiled and said,
"You can be in the chess game if you like. Now, let me think. I know. You can start as one of the white pawns, because little Lily is too young to play. When you get to the 8th square, you can be a queen."
Alice felt very excited by this. Could she really be a queen? But suddenly, the Red Queen took her hand and cried,
"Come on! We must run now!"
And then they were running faster and faster and faster.
"We never pass anything," thought Alice. "It's very strange. We're running as fast as the wind, but all the trees and plants stay in the same place. Are they moving with us?"
But the Red Queen just said,
"Faster! We must go faster!"
"Are we nearly there?"
asked Alice. She didn't think she could run any more.
"Oh, yes! We are nearly there,"
replied the Red Queen.
"We arrived 10 minutes ago. Run faster! Run faster!"
Now they were going so fast that their feet left the ground. They were flying. The wind whistled in Alice's ears and almost blew her hair off her head. At last they stopped. Alice felt dizzy, and the Red Queen said,
"You can rest now. Lean against this tree."
As she rested, Alice looked up at the tree.
"Oh, this is where we started," she said in surprise. "We were in the same place all the time."
"That's right," said the Red Queen.
"But in my country," said poor Alice, "if you run very fast for a long time, you get to a different place."
"Here," said the Red Queen, "we have to run just to stand still. If we want to go somewhere else, we run even faster. Shall we try that?"
"Oh, no. I'm happy to stay here," said Alice quickly.
She didn't want to run any more.
"But I am so hot and thirsty after all that running. Perhaps she'll give me something to drink," Alice hoped.
But the Red Queen took a little box from her pocket and said,
"Would you like a biscuit?"
Alice took one politely.
"I wish it was a glass of water," she thought. "But this is Looking Glass Land. Everything is upside down and back to front."
Then the Red Queen asked Alice,
"Would you like another biscuit?"
"No, thank you, Your Majesty,"
Alice said quickly. The last biscuit she ate was very dry, and she did not want to eat another one.
"Good. So you aren't thirsty anymore," replied the Red Queen.
Alice did not know what to say to this, so she said nothing.
"Now," said the Red Queen, "I'll tell you what you must do. You're a pawn, and pawns can move forward 2 squares when they start the game. You're in the 2nd square now, and you'll go through the third square very quickly. By train, I think. At the edge of the third square, there's a little stream. In the fourth square, you'll find Tweedledum and Tweedledee in a forest. They're twins, you know. I think you'll like them. The fifth square is mostly water, and the sixth square belongs to Humpty Dumpty. The seventh square is another forest. But one of the knights will show you the way through it. In the eighth square, we'll be queens together. The White Queen will be there, too, and we'll have a party. What fun we'll have!
And then she was gone.
Perhaps she ran into the forest,
thought Alice.
I know she can run very fast. Well, I'm ready to start the game of chess now.